The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about three key steps that you can be taking right now in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. I know that many people, when this first happened, there was a lot of shock, there was a lot of not understanding what was going on, and lives were disruptive. And now we're getting to that place where, hey, this is going on a little bit longer than we thought it would, and what do we do? And so today I want to talk about what are those three steps, and here's the deal. It's not just three steps that you can take that are all financial, but there are also some steps that we need to take that are personal as well. So let's just jump into this discussion today because we have so much to cover and such good information that you can apply right now, no matter where you are in life. Now, one of the very first things to do as we're walking through this, and we don't know exactly when it's going to end, it will end, right? Life will go on. Things will go back, not to normal. I don't think we'll ever go back to what it was before pre-pandemic because there's been too much that's happened, right? We've learned how to use the internet probably a lot more than we have wanted to. Grudgingly, those who have never wanted to turn the computer on or get familiar with internet have had to do so now. So we're not going to go back to the old way things were, but we are going to get back to a regular pattern in life. Those are some things that we can be sure of. What we don't know is how long it will be till we experience that. So there are some things that we can do. And one of the very first things that we can do to make sure that we successfully navigate through this process of what we're going through is we need to have self-care. More and more as I listen to my podcast every morning, and yes, I still go up and go running. I go down to my local school where there's no cars now and no, I can't go on the track because they have it locked up, but I can run in the parking lot. And as I'm doing my laps every morning, I'm listening to my podcast. And you know, it's very interesting because I'm seeing a trend start happening where when they first announced with the virus and the things that were going to happen, boy, it was how about to keep your business going and how to keep making resources grow for you and all different things from more of a financial standpoint. But as time has gone on, rightfully so, the shift has changed into self-care, about encouraging individuals, hey, just turn off the TV, turn off the news, and go for a walk. Go for a run. Start will help edify you. That will encourage you. And in fact, there are four things that I would love to tell you when it comes to self-care. And the first is you need to be attentive. Watch for those negative thought patterns that come. Because what happens when we go through something like this psychologically, when we're thrown off and all that cortisol starts getting into our system, we need to stop, take a breath, and realize we're going to get through this and begin setting new patterns. See, the negative thoughts come and say things will never change and why even bother and all the different things. I'm not even going to give you a list of them. There's plenty of them out there. But what I can tell you is that when you get those negative thoughts, when you are tempted to give up, when you're tempted to slow down and just roll over, what we need to do is we need to recognize that negative thought for what it is. We need to identify it. We call it real-time identification. Call it out like, ooh, I don't like that thought. Nope, that's not true. We're not giving up. We are going to keep moving forward. You will get to retire. You will be able to put children through college and life will be enjoyable again. We begin to now start saying the positive things and you start taking a step forward. Now, I know many of you listening, because I also have a podcast with this, I know that many are not faith-based listeners, but I will make one scripture reference now because it just is so powerful in a time like this. How many of you ever remember the scripture that says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil"? And I remember sitting through many a sermons, listening to a pastor tell me, "See, we should fear no evil. Don't be afraid, people." But when you really look at that scripture right now, you know the part that really comforts me? The scripture says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil." The part that gets to me is, "Yea, though I walk." See, I'm not going to let fear get me down. I'm going to keep walking. And I would say the same thing to you. When we're walking through this, everything that's going on in life, when we're getting in New York the daily updates from our governor, and then we're getting our updates from our president, all this information can cause overload, can cause us to be discouraged, can cause negative thoughts. But what we need to do is recognize the negative thought, do real-time identification like, "Yeah, no, I am not going to be thinking that way." Once we've done that identification, then we say, "You know what? I'm going to replace that with a positive thought," and then start moving forward. So that's the very first step. First step in self-care is we're going to go through that process. And see, the thing is that we need to begin to set new patterns, new boundaries, new areas in our life so that our brain says, "Okay, I got today. I can begin to see the opportunities that are out there." And this is why it's so important, because there are opportunities out there. Now, opportunities are going to be different for everyone. There are those that we have worked with for years that are entering into this time that literally have resources, surplus resources that were not impacted at all by the market. When the market went down, they were like, "Yeah, that just doesn't impact me." Because we've set individuals up over the 20 years at Crystal Clear Finances, helping individuals, yes, take advantage of the market and be able to participate in potential growth. And they have experienced growth over the years. Now, the last month or two, maybe not so much growth, but when you look over their full-time working here, we can see the growth. But you know what else we did besides the fun, exciting investments? We helped the clients make sure that they had resources that were outside the market, that they could have safe money that was not market related. Now, why do I tell you that? Because there are individuals across this country right now who are looking at fear straight in the face and saying, "Nope, I'm not buying into this. I understand what's going on. I am taking it seriously. I am being careful, but I am not going to shut down and roll over and play dead. I'm getting up. I'm going to think on the right type of things. I'm going to put podcasts on when I'm running or when I'm walking, and I'm going to pump good information into my spirit, into my mind, and I'm going to keep on walking." Now, when we're in that frame of mind and we've done our homework in advance so that we have ample resources, do you see the opportunities that are right here? Now, I'm going to talk to you about two opportunities, and then we're going to talk about, well, Crystal, what if I'm not the one that has all the resources in place? What if I didn't know to get savings in place? Well, let me just speak to that right now. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You know what? This is not the end of the world. We're going to find a way after this is all done, and we're going to start building green savings tank, right? So what we want to do is, well, if you're in that situation where you don't have a lot of resources, then we need to be meeting. We need to discuss what's the best 30, 60, 90-day plan, and then we're going to put something together. But for right now, first thing we're going to do is do self-care, and then the second thing we're going to do is realize there's some opportunities out there, and let me talk about them. One of the opportunities right now is I want you to look at the market. You know, when you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, when you see that we were with the S&P 500 and all the different markets, right? And we can see how high we went, and then we look at where we are today. You know, a lot of times we can be discouraged by that. Or we can turn around and say, huh, it hasn't been this low in a very, very long time. What a great time for me to be able to buy quality dividend-paying stocks. Because remember, when we have events like this Black Swan event, and if you received my newsletter, you know we went through a whole talk about that. And if you haven't received my newsletter, please give us a call at Crystal Clear Finances. You can go right online at crystalclearfinances.com, sign up for our newsletter. But I was talking about the fact that in a black swan event, what that is, and these are very rare in the history of our country, but something comes along that we weren't expecting that causes there to be a panic reaction that is so strong that it makes there be an economic reaction from that, right? There's an economic, I'm trying to think of a word that I could put it. It is basically there's an event that causes a panic reaction that's emotional that causes a domino effect. That was the word I was looking for, a domino effect in our economy. So the good news to that is, well, if it's a domino effect because of all the things that are happening, and it really wasn't that these were bad companies, they're just being pushed down because of the domino effect of a black swan event, what do you think's going to happen when it's no longer pushed down? It's kind of like a buoy in the ocean, right? You can only hold it down for so long before that pops back up. And that's what we need to begin to realize is in the midst of all of this, oh my goodness, look at where the stock market is and look at the opportunities that we have to be able, if, and I want to make sure I point this out, if there are ample resources in your home, right? We want to make sure kids are being fed and that the mortgage or the rent is being paid. We want to be responsible, right? We don't want to add to the problem. But if there are resources, I mean, I have individuals everywhere from, hey, Crystal, I've got an extra $100. I want to invest that $100. That's all I can do and really stay on budget and keep things where I need it. All the way to, hey, Crystal, I've got $10,000 that I'm overnighting to you. Can you put it in there? And much more. So my point of that is that we need to see this for an opportunity that it really is. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not some sad news in all this and that people haven't passed away. And we don't want to look at this as an opportunistic time. But we don't want to bury our heads in the sand, because how many of you wish that you could have gone back and bought different companies that are well known, that are big dividend payers, and we say, oh, they're how much per share? I can't afford that. Boy, if I could only buy it, if it was a couple $100 cheaper. Well, my friend, if we begin to look at the stock market and if we have the resources that will allow us, we have a great opportunity in front of us. Now, that's something where I don't want to give a recommendation over the radio or through our podcast of, hey, you need to go buy now. But what I will tell you is, hey, you should pick up the phone and call us here at Crystal Clear Finances, because we need to talk to you in regards to how your resources are positioned. Because if there is ample surplus that's sitting on the side, and we know that you have a 30, 60, 90-day plan in place, which I'll talk about in a moment, but that if we know that there are resources to take care of you, what an opportunity then to take the surplus and buy low. So I want you to think about this while we take a quick 30-second break, is giving our office a call at 518-433-7181. And what we want to do is look at your situation. Understand, there have been times this past week even where I had people excited that said, hey, Crystal, with the market down, I should be investing now, right? And I said, well, technically, it's a great time for many people to invest. Let's see what's going on in your life. And when I realized they were talking about money that was for the rent, yeah, we didn't do that. See, we want to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. We want to know how money works, right? And we want to invest at the right time, but not put our families at risk. And that's why many individuals here at Crystal Clear Finances are at peace, because they know they have money sitting here out of the market. Whew, they can breathe good at night, and then they have money that's still in the market that's generating dividends, and the dividends are buying low. The stock market tumbled 1,000 points, and yet the panic and fear driven by the media didn't affect you at all. Why? Because you haven't placed every penny you owned in the market. You haven't given up control of all your resources, and you haven't bought into the notion that the only way to succeed is through risk in the stock market. You have confidence because your financial plan is crystal clear. To learn more, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181.
Investment advisory services are offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. AlphaStar and Crystal Clear Finances, Incorporated are independent entities.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It's such a pleasure to be with you each and every Saturday morning and again Saturday afternoons at 4. And for those of you who are listening to this via our podcast, we are happy that you are part of our Crystal Clear Finances family. For over 20 years, we've worked with individuals just like you so that they can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. And that's where we are now, right? We're in a place in our economy, in the history of our country, we need financial confidence now more than ever. And that's what we're doing today. Today, we're talking about the fact that there are three key things that I would recommend that you do. The first thing is that everyone needs to practice self-care. I know we can talk about money. We can talk about all the financial opportunities that are out there. Oh, and we will. But what we also want to do is we want to talk about you. Because what does it profit if we make a whole bunch of money, but you're not well? When you're discouraged or afraid, we don't want that. We want to get that mindset turned around where you can be confident, you can be an overcomer, that you can move forward saying, you know what, I got this. And you literally train your mind that every time something negative comes and you think this isn't gonna work, you identify it and you change it around and you begin to think the positive. And here's the deal. You just keep walking. And part of that self-care is beginning to set new patterns for yourself, figuring out how you're going to get out there and get some exercise, keeping yourself hydrated with water, making sure that vitamin C is pumping through you. I know, seems like common sense stuff, but in this day and age right now, we need a little bit more common sense. So make sure you're doing self-care. But in addition to self-care, the second thing we talked about is, hey, let's begin realizing that there are literally, I know we didn't pray for this, so please understand, nobody prayed for the virus, but I can tell you, there have been a lot of people that sat in my office that said, oh, Crystal, I just wish that we could go back in time. Why can't we just have an opportunity to buy these stocks just a little bit less expensive? Well, your prayers have been answered because there have been a lot of stocks that are good quality dividend paying stocks that are on sale now. And I would encourage you, don't just jump, but please give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Make sure you have a plan in how you're approaching it because we don't know how long this COVID-19 pandemic will last. And I want to make sure there's plenty of money for you to go grocery shopping, keep the lights on, keep the mortgage or the rent paid. But if there is other resources, we want to make sure we take advantage of the market being down. One other area I want to just point out quickly is this is a great time where you can begin to think about Roth conversions. Now, some people are not in the place where they say, Crystal, I just don't feel comfortable investing right now. That's fine. But let's bring something else to the table. Many Americans had 401ks that when they left that job, they rolled it over to an IRA. And so now individuals have IRAs, individual retirement accounts. Now, one of the things is that when you retire and you take money out of your IRA, you guessed it, you get to pay taxes on the whole kit and caboodle. And we don't know where tax rates are going. And in fact, before all of this pandemic discussion came on, people were talking about the fact that, okay, so in the elections, you have one side that's saying, hey, we should increase the taxes. And that bothers me. Because when you're in retirement, one of the things that I want to do as your financial planner is to make sure that you have the same lifestyle in retirement that you've grown accustomed to while you were working, and I want to make sure that it continues to adjust for inflation. Well, if I have to deal with an unknown like what your tax rate is going to be, that kind of throws a monkey wrench in it. So we guesstimate, but if we could convert your IRA, pay taxes now, and put it into a Roth, then you'd never have to pay taxes ever. And when you get 72, because that's the new age, is that you wouldn't have to worry about a required minimum distribution. So you literally could pay the taxes now so that you don't have to pay them in the future. Now, I want you to, let's walk through a scenario. Let's pretend, and I'm going to say you're under the age of 59 and a half, because there's two ways that this can work. So let's pretend you're under the age of 59 and a half, and over the course of your life, maybe you're 55 years old, you've worked at three different jobs, and every job you had a 401k. And after you finished the job, you would call my office and say, Crystal, I left that job, now I'm at this other job, what do I do with my 401k? To which we would roll it over into an IRA so that we could put all the money from all the different jobs you're in into one nice bucket so you pay less fees, so that it can have management over it, so it works well. So here you have this nice IRA. The only problem is that we know this is going to be taxed. 100% of it will be taxed. Now, if we can, let's pretend you have this IRA and it's $100,000, and let's pretend with everything that's been going on in the market, let's pretend you're at $60,000. Ugh. Now, we haven't sold anything, so that means that the loss is not finalized. It just means right now it's not looking very pretty. But this is where the opportunity comes. Again, that goes back to that self-care and the way we begin to view things. We've got to start viewing things positively, looking for that silver lining, because here's how it would work. You literally could say, okay, Crystal, I understand that if I had taken my $100,000 when it was an IRA and the market was wonderful and moved it over to my Roth, I would be paying taxes on the full $100,000. But now, because the market has pushed the price of it down, I still have the same number of shares, but the price is down. Now I can transfer it over in kind to my Roth. And what would you only have to pay taxes on? That's right, the $60,000. So you get to move that $60,000 over into a Roth. Now, let's just play this out in a year. How many of you really think, I mean, be serious, how many of you really believe that a year from now, we're still going to be in this situation? Yeah, no. Most individuals, I think they did a study, 20% thought that we would be in the same situation. That means 80% of us believe that a year from now, we will not be where things are today, right? Of course, no guarantee, but that's, you know, I know what I believe. So if we've moved over your $60,000 and a year later, things just go back to, let's say, normal, where they were before. That $60,000 that you paid taxes on without adding anything more, where can that grow back up to? It could grow back up to $100,000. So you effectively moved a $100,000 IRA over into a Roth and only paid taxes on the $60,000. And what a time to do this, because right now when people are looking to see, hey, what's my income? Oh, I got laid off, so my income's lower. Now you're paying taxes on an IRA that you're converting to a Roth, so they're going to add it to your lower income. So this is a win-win across the board. Do you see how that works? How having an IRA right now that has been pushed down, not because the funds were bad, not because the companies you invested were bad, and not because you did anything wrong. It's just because what's happening in our economy, now we convert it over into the Roth, and when we get this thing fixed, it should, no guarantees, but it should raise back up to where it was before, and now we didn't even have to worry about the taxes on that missing $40,000 if we use that $100,000 example. See, a lot of times, when we get so caught up in how we feel and what we see and what the news is telling us, then we miss the opportunities in life. And we look at all these people that become wealthy, and when we ask them how did they become wealthy, if you trace it back, It's usually during the hard times in life that pushed them, right? It's not easy right now, but would now possibly be a good time to take an IRA and convert it over to a Roth and then pay the taxes next year? That may be the right move for you. Now, let me just say one more thing, Mez, because I know we're getting close to the end of our program today. What if you're over the age of 59 and a half and you say, well, I want to do this conversion, well, but I don't know how I would ever come up with the resources to pay the taxes on it? Well, if you're over 59 and a half, then we can do the conversion from an IRA to the Roth and just have them pull the taxes out now, right from the account. Yeah, you heard me right. That literally means, walk through that example, if you are over the age of 59 and a half, you have $100,000, the market has pushed it down and now it's only worth $60,000, we can help you move it over into a Roth, we can pull the taxes out of it so that you don't have to worry about saving it for 2021, and then you've moved it over, and now we just wait for the market to do what the market does and go through its cycle and let it head back up because it's positioned to head back up again. Do you see how you have reduced the amount of potential taxes that you could pay in the future because you're seeing the opportunities that are here today? Now, one other quick opportunity for those of you who may be business owners, and you might not look at this as an opportunity, but there are SBA, Small Business Association, there's different loans that are available that if you have employees that you can qualify for loans that will allow you to be able to pay for your employees to stay fully employed with you during this crisis, right? Go the whole time through and not have to pay that back. So there are some opportunities. Again, these were listed in our newsletter that went out to our clients. If this is something you would like more information on, please go to CrystalClearFinances.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It's at the bottom of our webpage. And also, you can give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Just ask for the newsletter. I've got the links in it, where you need to go, information on it. I've got information on Roth conversions, information on why being able to invest now during when the market's down and being able to buy quality dividend paying stocks may work in your favor. All of this is available to you. You know, as the market and the noise of the market has gotten louder, at Crystal Clear Finances, we've gotten a little louder too. We are constantly communicating with our clients, letting them know we're aware of what's going on with this pandemic. Yes, most of us are working from home. We're doing Zoom meetings, but we do have a presence here at the office so that people can feel confident to know they can come in if they need to see one under a critical situation. We are here definitely to make sure that we can help you. The last thing that I want to encourage you as we close for the day is begin putting together a plan, 30, 60, 90-day plan, so that you can begin to follow a pattern, get back into a routine, so that you can see, all right, I know how me and my household and I can get through this together. We'd love to help you create that plan. We'd love to sit down and walk via Zoom, walk through this time with you, and make sure you have the confidence needed. Well, we are at the end of our time together. Feel free, give us a call at 518-433-7181. Let's set up a Zoom online meeting together and then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing every key financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit CrystalClearFinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.